Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Daglia. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Daglia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Funk steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Olson moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olson scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jolly moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Olson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daglia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Funk throws the ball into Hayes, who relays the ball to Kress, who tags Wurstler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0 for 1 in the game. Daglia hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen catches it and throws to first to double up Berry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Olsen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive towards first. Alexander catches it and steps on first to double up Funk. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daglia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olson moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olson scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Liz Funk. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.